USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're ready to provide to him if he is prepared to fully denuclearize.
As the president plans to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's optimistic during a State Department briefing.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
The president, meantime, out with a plan to lower prescription drug prices.
My administration is launching the most sweeping action in history to lower the price of prescription drugs for the American people.
He says drug costs are a big issue, blaming the middlemen. People living on Hawaii's Big Island still on edge as more lava outbreaks expected from the Kilauea volcano. Scientists believe there will be an eruption that will throw rocks the size of refrigerators into the air, and they could fly up to a half a mile. Residents being told to be ready to get out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Homeland Security Secretary may be getting ready to call it quits. There are reports that Kirstjen Nielsen has a resignation letter all written up and ready to go, but hasn't turned it in yet. It was all prompted after the president said she failed to improve border security at a cabinet meeting. A White House staffer that made a comment about John McCain's vote not mattering because he's dying is in some hot water, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders would not talk about it during the press briefing on Friday, even as reporters continue to dig in.
I'm not going to get into a back and forth because, people want to create issues of leaked staffing.
It's been reported that Kelly Sadler said McCain's opposition to Gina Haspel's nomination for CIA director doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. There was some confusion in Alaska Friday morning as a tsunami warning was accidentally broadcast at 7 local time. This is the third mistake this year with U.S. warning systems. It happened during internal testing at 7:02 a.m. None of these tests supposed to make air. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We're learning more about a shooting at Highland High School in Palmdale, California, Friday morning. Captain Darren Harris with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department saying the suspect in the case, 14 years old.
Ultimately able to locate that suspect and detain him. And a short time later, with an extensive search, we were able to locate rifle.
Another 14-year-old in the hospital after being shot in the arm. A lockdown immediately put in place when it happened, and students sent home for the day as school buildings were searched and cleared. It's going to cost a Miami man $120 million for a program he set up that made 100 million robocalls between 2015 and 2016. The FCC fining Adrian Abranovich, calling him the perpetrator of one of the largest and most dangerous illegal robocalling campaigns they've ever investigated. He'd call unsuspecting customers to tell them about exclusive vacation deals from reputable travel agencies, and callers would be routed to a call center where operators would try selling vacation packages. The FCC says these calls disrupted people's lives. The government out with its latest list of America's most popular baby names.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.